Hey, Father Matters Show family, will you show us some love? We want the Father Matters Show to be your community and family resource program by providing you right now answers for right now issues. Become a Father Matters Show champion by liking Father Matters on Facebook. If you miss us Saturday night, log on to blogtalkradio.com, soundcloud.com, or fathermatters.org and share the Father Matters Show with your friends and family. Thank you.
This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving this past week. But I also hope you got some great deals on Black Friday that just happened this past Friday. So I hope you got some great deals there. If you missed last week's show, we had Stu Burns from Bank of America, and we are doing part two of the holidays and money. Stu, thank you for coming back.
Yeah, glad to be here.
And just like I knew it, we got emails, more financial questions. So I'm so glad you made it back. We were talking about first thing, the first thing to do is to plan out your budget. We talked about start saving ahead of time. What's the real reason for our stress? Because, you know, we don't cover this. This is a very stressful time. And my heart is going out to all the families right now because holidays, I think I ended last week's show. I was speaking with a sergeant here in at the Phoenix Police Department. He said domestic violence goes up during holiday season. And he said they get more calls from ex-spouses or co-parents, non-custodial parent, whatever you want to call it, because people are not dropping their children off on time. People are showing up to pick up their children at a drop-off site or what have you, and, you know, the other parent is running late. I just want everyone out there to just take a deep breath, take a step back, and know that this holiday season, it is about Jesus. It is about your child or children. And let's try to the best of our ability to release some of this anger, release some of this stress. Don't sweat the small stuff because it is just a very difficult time. Yes, all the holiday music is out there and the malls is playing the music and the holiday movies are on. But this is a very, very stressful time for a lot of people going through financial situations, divorce situations, and parent-child pickup drop-off. That was just on my heart, and I wanted to share that because sometimes we just forget about certain things, you know. Also, I shared last week, and I'm sharing this week, that this is the time of the year where giving drops, and we really need your help. We really need your support to keep Father Matters on the air and continue on offering our programs and services. So if you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener supported and all Father Matters programs and services are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Stu, we wrapped up last week's show with start saving ahead of time, but I want to jump right into this one because I love this, especially since we just passed Black Friday. Consider making purchases online.
Sure. So this we know that there is an actual increase, you know, with the internet age, if you will, and so we do see this going up. But one of the reasons why we should be, you know, thinking about making the purchases online is it's actually going to save you some money. California Institute of Technology actually did one study that showed people are going to spend 50% more for products when they go to the store where they can actually directly see it and touch it.
Wow.
So people are going to spend 50% more by actually walking into the store. And that's probably not even taken into account the fact that you have the impulse buying happening at the same time. I walked through that aisle. We were just looking, hometown of mine is Chicago, so
right.
very, very enjoyed to see the Cubs win. So looking at a couple shirts and, you know, looked at Teresa like, hey, do you want to get a, you know, kind of a souvenir shirt? And I was like, man, I could go through this. I could be on that and pick about 30 souvenir
Absolutely.
Shirts. And it was like, so you have to narrow it down too. So that's the thing. You go in and, you know, that impulse buying, they've got you there too. So so that's a good reason that you want to kind of think about what you want to buy mm-hmm. and then go online and actually buy it, purchase it online, so it'll save you some money. And one of the ways, some of the things that can help you do that is taking advantage, making sure you're a subscriber to some of those preferred retailers that you like. And they're generally going to send out notifications, but we also get like coupons as well through the email. So they may give you different offers, free shipping and what have you, that they're going to be sending you, or 20% off. So you maybe get all these kind of advertisements as well, but it's not necessarily a bad thing because it can help save you money. And then you can also go out. There's a few sites out there to help people shopping online too. One called DealNews.com, which is going to give you, you know, point you to the best price on different items each day.
Why is giving gift cards going up? Why is that getting to the point where people are just, here's a gift card? What's going on with that?
Yeah, I think it goes back to, you know, kind of what we were talking about. You know, you see, last week we were talking about the fact that you may see the same toy that you've given, like, broken, like, very quickly. Or you may, you know, and as we get into our adult years, really, I just don't necessarily want to be accumulating a lot of little things, you know, even though they're very well intended and, you know, families give each other that kind of stuff. But to be honest with you, I don't want more stuff necessarily in my house. I want,
right.
You know, if we're going to do something, like gift cards are a really good choice. Number one, for us buying it for somebody, because you can stay exactly on your budget. So getting back to the envelopes or whatever that budget was. So you buy a $50 gift card, you know that gift card is worth $50 and that's it. And then also, you know, being the receiver, you know, I kind of appreciate, like, if they know a little bit about, you know, lifestyle, if they know restaurants you go to or things like that,
mm-hmm.
That could be fun, because maybe you could even do it together then, and that way you're kind of celebrating together, you know, versus, again having just, like, kind of a knick-knack thing, which may be nice, but, you know, let's face it, you know, guys getting the 100th tie, you know, may not be exactly the thing that's going to... be probably as well received as maybe even spending more time. There's a lot of good reasons maybe that you could even work that into not only having the holiday time together, but then going to a restaurant or things like that.
Absolutely.
Together. Yep.
For about the last 4 years, every summer, July, August, late June, I can barely get in and out of my closet at times, because I would move my closet rack back, you know, and I'm like, it's boxes or bags just will fall out, and I would be, Raina, what is all this stuff? And I love this, because what she's doing in late June all through July and early August, she's already starting the Christmas shopping. And I remember last year, because I was really upset, I was like, I couldn't get in and out of the closet at this time. But some of the things that my wife purchased for family members and the children that she got, she's like, oh, this was 50% off, or I got this for $8, or whatever it is. When we went out last November, Stu, through December, I kid you not, some of them same items were marked up $11 more, mm-hmm. $16 more, out of stock. I love as you talk about Christmas and July.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, because that's a great thing to be doing as well. Like you're saying, through the year, you want to kind of think about that, because some things are going to be more seasonal. That you can get at really good prices. So maybe you are getting a few presents there in July or during the
right.
summer that you're going to be able to get at a much better price. You know, and hopefully some things, even if they're a fad, maybe they do last, like, you know, over a year. So maybe some of the things that were brand new last Christmas and cost twice as much, you know, by the summertime, they've cooled off a little, the prices have leveled back down a little. But it's still popular enough that, you know, people are going to maybe want it. Your kids are going to want maybe that same toy still the next year. But you can pick it up at a pretty decent price.
Last week's show, and if you haven't heard last week's show, log on to blogtalkradio.com, soundcloud.com, or fathermatters.org. Or you can go to the Father Matters Facebook page, because we also put our radio shows on the Facebook page to get the the whole full topic of what we're talking about. Last week we were talking heavy about credit cards. You know, how people just go out, fill out a credit card, and they also trap you. They say, you know, if you purchase this $150 worth of product with a credit card, if you get our credit card right now, department store credit card, you can save 10%. And people just jump on that stuff. And my wife did that a couple of times, and she applied for the card, got it right there. We got the 10% to 25% off, and she went home and put a check in the mail for that amount. Got rid of it right away. But what I love about that, you say pay with cash as much as possible. Why?
Yeah, getting back to that, with the envelope system we discussed last week, but it's just to eliminate the stress from you as well, because the more you're paying with cash and less on debit or credit cards, you're going to have less of that January hangover when the bills start coming in. So you're going to want to try and, if you can pay with cash, use your, use that budget, the holiday budget that you created, and then avoid charging unless you can pay it off comfortably. So there's not, you know, sometimes there is a good reason. You could use the credit card if you want reward points or,
right,
you know, or you get cash back, you know, so there's some good things. But the main thing is pay it off and comfortably. So keep that in mind. Be realistic, pay it off comfortably when you're going to get into it. And you be the one who controls the card, not the card controlling you the next 6 months.
Right, because a lot of people are dealing with that. And I remember my grandfather used to say back in the 70s when I was young, if you can't afford to pay cash for what you want to purchase, you can't afford it. And it's funny, he always drove used cars. He always paid cash for everything. And right now, my car, the car that I drive, a 10-year-old Jetta. But it feels so good knowing that I have the pink slip to that car at my home. I own it. And it's ours, you know. Our cars are paid for. Sure, we would like some new vehicles, but they get us from A to B. You're listening to The Father Matters Show with Vance Sims, and today's guest is Stu Burns from Bank of America. We are talking the holidays and money. You will hear more from Stu after this. Father Matters proudly presents our supervised parenting center for fathers. The center is only for fathers and their children to provide supervised parenting and monitored exchanges. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org or call 602-774-3298. The purpose is to provide a protected setting for parent-child contact. Hours of operation, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Father Matters Supervised Parenting Center for Fathers. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org or call 602-774-3298. Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. I want to wish you an early Merry Christmas. If you're just tuning in to the show, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org or also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. We were just wrapping up pay with cash as much as possible. We just covered Christmas in July, gift cards. Forward this show to some friends. Let them hear this show. Let them hear last week's show. We don't want to beat anyone up. We don't want anyone to feel guilty. But this is a very serious, serious time of the year. People are spending money that they don't have. People are trying to buy things that they can't afford to impress people that they don't like or don't even know. And we don't want to hear that you are in a situation next February, March, because you just ran the credit card in December of this year. Because no one is going to take care of that car payment but you. No one is going to take care of that credit card payment but you. And if niece and nephew might have to go without some things, they might have to go without something, even if you're children. But the thing is, get out of debt, get out of debt. I love this part, Stu. You say, don't wait till the last minute. What do you mean by that?
Yeah. So on top of the what we're talking about, just with the stress of money and going through your budget and staying within it, sticking with realistic amounts and things like that. One of the other things that can cause stress, and I know a lot of listeners are going to be able to relate to this, But don't wait to the last minute. If you know, you know, I'll just use the term Uncle Joe. But if you know Uncle Joe lives across the country, don't be waiting until December 23rd to be getting something in the mail for him, because that's going to be causing you a lot more stress.
Right.
So think about these people and where they live, too, because if you're going to be sending something in the mail, you're going to want to make sure that they give yourself a little break, a little leeway, you know, in, as far as timing, to get in the mail, to be relaxed about it. To know it's taken care of, and don't put that extra stress on, you know, while we have all these other things going on, thinking about the budget, the money, we got holiday parties probably at work, you know, and then all of a sudden we got this coming up on the back of our brain that, you know, we forgot to just send that, old Uncle Joe there, mm-hmm. you know, his present, and now it's already past the middle of December and we got to get that right in the mail.
And the postage just went up higher to send it to Uncle Joe.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I like what you said, like the gifts, which can cause you unnecessary stress, the office parties. Touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So you want to get those things like office parties, like the white elephant gift, you know, plan ahead for those kind of things, too. If you know what's coming, you know, the earlier you can do that kind of stuff and get it out of the way, you know, is better for you to make sure that you already have it taken care of. And you know that you won't have to worry about it right in the last second or the day running to the party thinking about what am I still going to get. And
well, I tell you, December is very stressful for Raina and I. That's why, you know, the envelope system and saving is important for us, because not only do we have Christmas in December, we have two birthday parties in December. We have two of our daughters have birthdays in December. So that's like birthday, Christmas, you know, so it can be very stressful. Give what's real. Unpack that.
Yeah, this is great, and I'm glad that we get to spend some time on this, because this is really what it's all about, you know. And you know, I want the listeners out there, you know, we've been mentioning parts of this, and you know, throughout last week's program and this week's program, but we definitely want you to get real. And some of the things that you want to keep in mind again is what's the real reason for the season. Some of the best gifts out there are going to be those that don't even cost money at all. So think about it. We talked about, you know, paying with cash and some of those other things. And as we get older, we don't really have the same need for specific things possibly that we would at another time. So do we really need to just be given another tie to somebody? So why not do things like spending time together as a family, you know, and putting your efforts into things like that instead of presents? You know, why don't you have some fun? Just, you know, go out and drive around, maybe see the Christmas lights together and have some hot chocolate while you're doing that. Why don't you sit at home, watch one of the old holiday movies, you know, or even some of the new ones like Elf, or, you know, whatever you want to watch that's your family tradition. But do that together. Have some Christmas cookies at home or something like that. Number three, we do this occasionally in our family. We have that instead of necessarily a big presents, we get away together, maybe go somewhere, you know, go to zoo lights together during Christmas, or, you know, maybe up to a cabin for a couple days or something like that. But that becomes the present in itself, is having that family time. So a lot of things, you know, in life, you know, the best gifts are the ones, again, that may not even cost anything. So keep that in mind, too, while you're thinking about it, because that may not even, it'll take away the, you know, some of that stress from you, too. You know, and lastly, I know we jumped right into that when we were in talking about Man Talk, you know, that your book. And we get right into that, talking about your money or your life, and then talking about affluenza and, you know, how our society has become, you know, very marketing orientated, you know, starting even when you're a little kid, and they're putting those, you know, little Happy Meals together, and they're trying to lock on a customer, you know, right at 3 years old, you know, and then all of a sudden you have little Johnny running around telling his friends he got this toy. And you already have a comparison now at 3 years old, starting about what toys you got. And that's the kind of thing that we want to kind of stay away with. So I'll just kind of end with saying, like, the challenge, you know, for all the listeners out here, make this Christmas a time of meaning that has nothing to even do with money. You know, spend time with your family. Have fun doing the things that don't cost money. one of the best things that, Teresa and I do is, again, like riding around looking at the Christmas lights together.
Mm-hmm. Different neighborhoods.
Exactly.
Areas.
Yeah, we may find like where the kind of, you can get a map maybe of where the nice lights around Phoenix are to even go take mm-hmm. a look at. So you can also get more real and look at the reason and celebrate together the reason for the season. Was really about a Lord and Savior being born, and not about the marketing aspect as we know. So make it more about Him, make it less about
right.
the marketing.
I love this one part you wrote. You said, "Never let all the things you want make you forget about all the things you have. Put a little gratitude on your to-do list today." What do you mean by that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we all have that list that, you know, we see, watch TV, we see lifestyles of the rich and famous, and, you know, it's very easy for all of us just to think about, hey, how cool would that? I'd like, you know, to have a, you know, 500-foot yacht, and, you know, all of those kind of things, they look pretty spectacular. But the thing is you know, that's something that isn't really realistic for the majority of people type of thing. So it's something that while it's kind of cool to look at, you know, you want to look at the things that you really do have in your life. Because when you think about it, just because somebody has a lifestyle doesn't always mean they're financially free.
That's right.
And that's the main thing there is that, you know, when you're talking about somebody that has a lifestyle, but they got to pay all the costs for, you know, going to country clubs, they got to pay the costs for paying for that yacht and stuff like that.
Car insurance on cars. Car insurance on newer cars today is the size of a car payment.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you kidding me? I got a friend that's paying $328 a month just on the car insurance.
Right.
Not including his 500 and something change car payment.
Yep. Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm getting at. Like, I love that quote because it's, you know, don't forget about all the things that you have in your in your life. Because, you know, I look at when I walk even into Bank of America, because Teresa and I are fortunate to both be able to work together, you know, basically say a prayer, or even walking up there and just say, you know, thanking God that he
that's
gave
right.
us the ability, because we can have some, you know, take a little break together once in a while.
Yeah.
So we are blessed that, you know, that we have a chance to work in a pretty close proximity.
I love that you mentioned Luke 2, verse 8 through 14. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, absolutely. And this basically sums it up. And it goes like this. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring unto you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David mm-hmm. a Savior, which is Christ our Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards men."
Oh, man. Stu, where can people go to get some resources from Bank of America and some of the stuff we talked about in financial tips for the holidays?
Yeah, one of the best places, and I'm using this quite a bit, is go out to the partnership we have with the Khan Academy. But the website is www.bettermoneyhabits.com. And you can find just little informational videos, actually, that are just, you know, between 3 and 5 minutes each, that talk about all different aspects of finances, from buying a car to buying a house. But it gives you tips and puts it in fairly clear to understand language, so that we can all understand it. And these, you know, the Khan Academy is actually... has a lot of other videos out there too, that work with colleges. So they have a lot of educational opportunities. So it was a great partnership when they wanted to get into teaching about money as well. And Bank of America had the same goal.
So, and what about your website at Bank of America?
Yeah. Well, basically anybody can reach me with any kind of questions that you have at stuart.j.burns@bankofamerica.com.
Okay. And Stu, I want to, again, man, I know you was under the weather this week when you came back. I appreciate you sticking to the commitment and coming. The listeners love this. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, you and Trista. And thank you for joining us today. Thank you for coming back, and thank you for joining us last week. I appreciate that.
You too. Yeah, okay. Glad to be here. And yeah, wish everybody Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Yeah, and once again, in closing, I want the parents out there that's going through children exchanges and drop-off, let's not listen and react with our head. Let's listen and react with our hearts. Again, it's a very stressful time of the year right now. So thank you for tuning into the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. Merry Christmas to everyone out there. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe place. Thank you, and God bless.